up against a deadline. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. In the coming days, we should know more about the raid of former President Trump's home.
The U.S. Department of Justice has until this coming Thursday to propose redactions to the affidavit used in support of a search warrant carried out at Mar-a-Lago earlier this month. Lawyers for President Trump are advocating for a full and unredacted version of the affidavit to be released.
Fox's Eben Brown, Mr. Trump has hinted his legal team is preparing a major motion pertaining to the Fourth Amendment. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he didn't take any classified materials from the White House. He also reiterated he would consider testifying if subpoenaed by the January 6th committee.
No vice president in American history has ever been summoned to Capitol Hill to testify before the Congress.
Pence was at the Iowa State Fair. The U.S. and Iran could be nearing the revival of a nuclear agreement. A senior White House official tells Fox a deal is closer than it was 2 weeks ago, but remains uncertain. Iran has reportedly dropped demands that the country's Revolutionary Guard Corps be removed from the State Department's list of terror organizations. The administration says President Biden has been consistent that he won't lift the terror designation. A member of ISIS who killed several Americans has learned his fate.
Exactly 8 years since American journalist James Foley was murdered in Syria, the last of his sadistic captors, known as the ISIS Beatles due to their British accents, was sentenced to life in a supermax prison at a federal court in Alexandria, Virginia. El-Shafi El-Sheikh sat near the families of his victims. He showed no remorse.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
For the time being, abortion remains legal in Michigan.
Oakland County, Michigan Judge Jacob Cunningham indefinitely blocking county prosecutors.
The court grants a preliminary injunction in this case, MCR 3.310A.
From enforcing a 1931 abortion ban that went dormant on Roe v. Wade, that would again criminalize abortions following the U.S. Supreme Court's latest ruling. It's part of an ongoing legal battle in the state after some prosecutors supported enforcing the old law. And as state Democrats effort a ballot initiative for voters to decide this November, an attorney representing prosecutors in the case say an appeal of the judge's decision is planned. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The nation's largest employer, Walmart, is expanding its abortion coverage.
A memo went out Friday saying the company's health care plan will cover abortion when there is a health risk to the mother, rape or incest, ectopic pregnancy, miscarriage, or lack of fetal viability.
Fox's Jill Nato. The memo says workers would also be allowed to travel out of state to obtain the procedure. Walmart is based in Arkansas, where abortion is banned under most circumstances. As the school year gets underway, female sports teams will be open to transgender girls in Utah.
A judge in Utah grants a preliminary injunction on the state's transgender sports ban, preventing transgender girls from competing in high school sports to match their gender identity. Attorneys for three transgender athletes and their families suing to block the law, arguing it's discriminatory and unconstitutional.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, a second provision of the law remains in effect. It requires trans girls to go before a commission to determine their eligibility to compete in girls' sports based on things like height and weight. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.